Scientists have solved one of the great mysteries of the HIV/AIDS virus, why it's so successful at breaking down the body's resistance. A paper in the journal Nature, published today, lays out the reasons why humans don't produce antibodies against the virus. This lack of a natural defence allows the virus to enter cells without being attacked. As David Mark reports, the findings offer new hope for vaccines which could target HIV/AIDS more effectively.
For the best part of 30 years, the holy grail of immunology has been to develop a vaccine against HIV. Now, thanks to the work of three researchers, all in the US, a future vaccine looks a little closer. The key is a potential weak link, a protein on the surface of HIV called GP41, which helps the virus invade cells. Professor Stephen Kent, an immunologist who's studying vaccines against the HIV virus at the University of Melbourne, explains.
The GP41 component is the component that essentially punches a hole in the membrane or the surface of the cell and allows the virus to get in. So it's a very critical component of the entry mechanism of the virus. So GP41 has been a really of great interest to HIV vaccinologists like myself. If we can prevent the HIV from getting into cells, you know, then we'd have a great vaccine.
It's been known for many years that about 1 in 1,000 people can naturally control the HIV virus. They do this by making an antibody against GP41. The work published in Nature shows that while most people do develop an antibody against GP41, they do this after the virus has already entered their cells.
They're making a response against this GP41 after the horse has already bolted. And so the virus gets in, it infects, it destroys these CD4 cells, and only then is the antibody made. So it's disappointing, but at the same time, it's also a clue. As we understand this better, we can now try and direct our efforts against the specific parts of GP41 that we can attack before the virus can get into the cell. So it's, if you like, perhaps a couple of steps back and one step forward for HIV vaccine research.
You made mention of the fact that the people that are infected with the virus tend to produce antibodies after the virus has invaded the cell. Why is there this delayed response? Why isn't the body producing the antibodies prior to the virus invading the cell?
When people encounter a virus, whether it's the flu virus or the HIV virus or cold virus, there are only certain parts of those viruses that are really accessible to antibodies. And one of the tricks that viruses use to get around our immune responses is that they tend to present parts of the immune system that aren't very helpful in controlling those viruses. So if you like, this is a case of sort of evolution on a rapid timescale. Viruses evolve very quickly to get around the immune responses that are produced to them. That can happen within an individual over time. We see that very commonly for different types of immune responses. We see the virus mutate to escape the immune response.
You said that the research that's been published today really is sort of one step forward, two steps back for our understanding of how the HIV virus works. How is this information going to help you?
We've known for some time that this GP41 area of the virus could be a sort of a critical kind of weak link, because it's absolutely critical for the virus to get in. And if you can block that process, you know, you have got a great vaccine. But very few people have been able to make immune responses that do that. And now we understand why that is. But at the same token, what we can do now with this new information is take away those bits of the virus that induce immune responses that aren't helpful, and only use the bits that are helpful. So it's disappointing in that it tells us why so few people are able to control HIV, but it's exciting in that it tells us new ways that we might be able to tackle vaccines.
Professor Stephen Kent from the University of Melbourne speaking to David Mark.